Hey everyone, Kellen here. So I have been using a USB solar panel for a long time. I made a video about this solar panel probably 2 or 3 years ago, and it still works perfectly. Basically, I'm able to charge everything that I use, which is mainly just my phone and stuff like that, using solar panels that charge with USB. Now, primarily, I actually use my solar electric bike that I made because I've adapted it to be able to charge USB, but in order to charge when I'm not with my bike, because I don't actually plan on using that bike for the long term, it may get stolen, it may break down, that type of stuff. What I need is actually something that I can keep in my backpack. So that's what this is for. Now I've decided that I wanted to actually get something that is probably going to be more durable than this. Like I said, this thing is still going, but the issue is you can see the cloth. So the electrical components and the plastic and all that type of stuff, that stuff will last a long time, but the cloth, not so much, especially when it's sitting in the UV. So basically, this thing's pretty large and bulky. It's got two USB ports in it. It's a little over 20 watts, and it's really more than I need. But 20 watts is more than I need. And so I decided to try something which is going to last longer and be lighter. So I have purchased this folding solar panel. See this? And it basically folds up like this. And it's about 5 ounces lighter, so it's about 50% lighter. So the bigger solar panel's almost 1 pound, and this is about 10, 9 or 10 ounces or something like that. And it's smaller. It's definitely looks like it'll be more durable. It only has one charge port, and that's all that I need. It's only 10 watts, and again, that's plenty. Especially where I live, where it's almost always sunny, even in the winter. And the one issue I can think of is when you fold it up, you can see the way that it connects the two panels together looks like it may be something which is not totally durable over long periods of time, folding it and then getting compressed. See, if you compress it down, it seems like it may wear out. But when I look at it and I push it flat, it actually looks like it'll probably last a pretty long time. And even when these joints do wear out, then I can just actually cut them off. I can cut off one of the solar panels, and all that's going to do is just halve how much power it's giving me. And 5 watts is actually plenty. I even consider just doing that straight off, right? Just so I have a lot less weight and I don't have to worry about it wearing out over time. So basically, this is the solar panel that I'm going to be moving to at this point. So I'm going to be changing my gear page on kellen.org/gear to this one. And another nice thing about this is that this thing is way less expensive than the other one. So show you more closely how this one works in case you're interested in this one. I don't think Anker sells this anymore, but there's basically another company sells something that looks exactly like this. And I think it's pretty much the same thing. They just changed the brand, which these Chinese companies seem to do. It's a little bit odd, but so here's the actual USB that you plug into. You can see the red light is on. That means that it's getting power, and it has two ports. It doesn't seem to act very intelligently when there are two things plugged into it. Just a heads up, and if you unplug one of them, it doesn't reset, so the other one's not actually getting the full power. So that's another reason why I'm like, well, what's the point of having two if it doesn't even behave right? So, and then this one, of course, just has this one little spot back here. And I use a power bank, so I'll leave this out. I'll put the solar panel over the top of the power bank so the power bank doesn't overheat, and then I'll plug this into the battery. And then another nice feature about this thing is it comes with these carabiners, which you can connect to the corners because they have little holes. Got holes down here, down here as well. And it basically allows you to, because when the sun is, early day, it's going to be low, and you want the sun coming in as direct as possible. And so you don't want to just lay it flat on the ground. You actually want to put it up at an angle. And so this is one way you can do it, but you can also, because this thing bends, if you just want to set it on the ground, you can actually bend it a little bit like that and then put it on its side, and it'll hold itself up on the ground. So there it is, charging my battery bank there in the background. So basically, this having the extra battery bank allows me to be charging that while I'm using my phone for other things. Like if I need to go for, if I want to go for a walk, or if I'm recording videos like I am right now, or I'm just using it for other purposes, I don't want to be tied down to where the solar panel is. So having the battery bank is helpful for that reason. Also, the battery bank allows me to charge the phone a couple of times off of a full charge. So I'm actually able to store up energy for days when sometimes it's not sunny, right? And so if it's not sunny, then I'm going to need that extra energy stored up so that I can keep my phone up and running and keep making videos and stuff like that. So anyways, that's the new solar panel I'm using. They say that that will keep operating for probably around 10 years, and that seems reasonable. Solar panels actually do last a pretty long time. I do think those joints will probably wear out within a year or two, but that's not really a problem. I'll just cut them off and they won't be in parallel anymore, but it'll still charge, as you know, more than I really need it to. So that'll be just fine. So anyways, thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, please consider sharing it. If you'd like to help me out in a more substantial way, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/gift. And if you'd like to have a one-on-one conversation with me, whether publicly or privately, you can learn how to do so at cowan.org/one-on-one. Thanks again for watching.